day 6. Time's moving fast. I'm making sure I don't have my dark shades on this morning like yesterday. We're still at the mountaintop camp, but we're leaving after our morning meeting. The clouds have cleared and we can see for miles. One of the coolest things is how the hawks soar above the rocky side of the mountain where the sun is shining. The heat coming off the rocks rises and pushes the air up. The hawks catch the hot air and soar. There must be 6 soaring around. It's so awesome. I remember watching them last year and thinking how calm they looked. They seemed to have no worries, nothing to be anxious about. This year, I feel different. I feel more like them, calm inside and just enjoying the journey, enjoying the view. It's a good feeling. Next year, and probably sooner, you'll feel the same way. Just keep doing the exercises and do all the docs tell you to do. I'm so glad I took this journey. I feel free. Today, we finish up on Wacky Thoughts. We'll learn about some thoughts that can flatten us if we let them. Let's get started.
Hey, Chicken Lips.
Hey, Squirrel Snot.
Nice to see you, Buffalo Breath.
You too, Scent of a Thousand Smelly Feet.
Gotta scram, Slimy Clam.
Bye-bye, Horsefly.
My daughter and I tease each other with silly remarks like this all the time. We know it's just play. As long as we both are in a playful mood, it's fun. But the same sort of thing can be really rough if the words are meant to hurt.
You ever watch workers pave a road? There's always this big tractor-looking thing that has 2 huge steel drums on the front and the back of it. It has no tires, just these big steel drums that are used to flatten out the road. They're called steamrollers because in the old days, they were powered by steam. I remember the cartoon Roadrunner showing a Wile E. Coyote being flattened by a steamroller. It was really funny as he peeled himself off the road and tried to reinflate himself. Well, just like Wile E. Coyote, we can be flattened by a steamroller, but not the ones used to pave roads, but ones of our own negative, wacky thoughts. So the thoughts we're covering today are called steamroller thoughts because they tend to make kids feel bad about themselves, like they just got run over.